Okay, good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for joining, especially on the very late notice here on Erev Shavuos. So, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be learning Simin Shintes Zayin Se'ifim Yud and Yud Aleph today, and this is the limud, I think, for Monday. So this should cover us through Shavuos, and hopefully Be'ezus Hashem on Motzai Yom Tov we'll be able to do Tuesday's limud. So we are holding page 258. This is page Kuf Chav Tes Amid Beis, and again, we're discussing the issue of killing and trapping bugs and creatures and things like that. So, Se'if Yud, Kol Chayev Aremes, Shehim Noshchim Umemisim Vaday. If there is a dangerous creature, one that is definitely dangerous and can kill you, Ne'eragim B'Shabbos Afilu Ein Ratzon Acharav. If you come across such a creature, you may kill it on Shabbos, even if it is not currently chasing after you. You're allowed to kill it on Shabbos. Mishabura says, Shehim Kigon, Kelev Shotev Chayagavna, like a wild dog. Even if not only is it not chasing after you, even if it's running away from you, you're allowed to kill it. If you're very close to a bear, you don't have to wait for him to decide to turn around and start chasing you. Even if he's running away from you, you can kill him on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter, Ushar Mazikin, other types of damaging creatures, kigon nochash viakrav, like a snake or a scorpion, b'makom sheina mimisin, if they do not kill you, if they're not, sakana, it's not going to be a pleasant encounter when the snake catches up with you. So even if it's not venomous to the extent that it's going to kill you, if it's chasing after you, you're allowed to kill them. But if it's not chasing after you, you're not allowed to kill them. Let's see the Mishabura Sivkat Memvav. The way the Rambam would understand this is we're talking that this is a different category of creature than we were talking about the first time. First category of creature was a vadei pikuach nefesh. This category of creature could sometimes kill you, so it's a suffik pikuach nefesh, and therefore, even though mlach shein tzrich lugufo, according to the Rambam, is asr midal raisa, for the suffik pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to kill it if it's chasing after you. That's according to the Rambam. We hold that a melach shein tzrich luguf is only asr midrabanan, av shein suffik pikuach nefesh klal, even if there's zero pikuach nefesh over here, shari mishum b'sar b'alma k'desh lo yuzak, it's still going to be mutter to kill it because it could do significant damage to you, and that's enough reason to be allowed to kill it if it's chasing you. V'davka elu v'chol ki agavna shem and only in this kind of case where it's where it could really do some serious harm, and it's just not that it's going to kill you right now. As opposed to much smaller creatures that are just a nuisance, that it's not even so injurious. That you get bit by a mosquito, okay, you know, it's not comfortable, but it's not such a big deal. Those types of creatures, you're not allowed to kill even when it's on your body. You can only pick it up or chase it away, but you're not allowed to kill it even if it's about to bite into your skin. So essentially, there are three types of creatures. There are creatures that are dangerous. Those creatures you're allowed to kill even if they're not chasing you. There are creatures that are very damaging but not dangerous, and those you're allowed to kill only if they're chasing you. And then there are creatures that are just annoying but not even very injurious, not likely to cause major injury. Those you're not allowed to kill at all. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, Aval Mutul Ledorsum Lefitumo Afilu B'Meskavim, you're allowed to trample on them, to step on them, just matter-of-factly, even if you're having kavana that you want to step on it. Eloshamara Atzmo Kilu Eina Mechavim, but it shouldn't look like you're purposely trying to step on these creatures. Again, this is category 2 of creatures. This is the category of those that are Nachash and an Akrav that can cause you bodily harm, but are not pikuach nefesh. Says the Mishmur Lidarsam, what din shakof aleim kli? If instead of stepping on them, you want to put a kli over them, like you put a cup to catch the bee or something like that, that's going to be mutter as well. V'afilu b'miskavin, the melach shein tzarich lugufa hi, because it's a melach shein tzarich lugufa, and therefore, even though you're having kavana to do it, it's still only an isr d'rabanan. V'achak shein mezikin, afilu midrabanan lo gazru, shein horgon lahedya. So if you're not going to kill them directly, you're only going to just be walking, so the rabanan were not goes there on that to prohibit that melach shein tzrich lugufa, ela sheyara lefnei aroa kilu ein miskavin. But if someone watching you, it should look like you're not having kavana to kill it. Shloyom uzen notol nisham b'shabes miskavin v'lo yedu l'chalik, because it's just not going to look good. People are going to think that you're being notol nisham on Shabbos, and they're not going to know that there's such a distinction to be made between creatures that are just a nuisance versus creatures that really cause bodily harm. Amnam nimalim v'shar shkatzum masim afilu derech hilucho asul v'darson. But if you just have ants on the ground, you're not allowed to try to step on them, even derech hilucho, even if it's lefi tumo. Asul l'argu b'shabes shemamish shekorin shpin. I think this means a spider. That you're not allowed to kill a spider on Shabbos. V'afshom ralim shu sakonik shnofel b'maychel. Even though the Velt says that it's dangerous when it falls into your food, mikomakom lo bari azeka. But first of all, it's not so clear that it's actually dangerous. V'gam yachol l'chasos ha'machalim, and you can also just cover the Tupperware of food so that spiders don't get into it. L'chein yesh limchos v'yadam. So we should make a macha for those who kill spiders. V'kol shkein yesh lizar milarog shara masum b'tolam and some v'peros. And certainly you shouldn't kill other types of insects that you find in fruits, because those aren't even harmful. They don't even cause any serious harm. Now, Se'if Yud Aleph has nothing to do with bugs and insects or anything like that. Se'if Yud Aleph is just because the end of Se'if Yud spoke about something that you could do, lefi tumo, that if you're walking, so something that would normally be aser, like killing a creature would normally be aser, but if you're walking and it looks like you're doing lefi tumo, it's going to be mutter. So we have a similar thing when it comes to the malacha of mimareach, when it comes to smoothing out something in the ground. So the Sif Yeralov says as follows. So Yishavshif Baraglov Rok al Gabi Karka Mishum Demashve Gumos. One should not rub saliva into the ground with his foot, because that evens out the holes in the ground. Aval Mutal Lidarsal Lefitumo, but you can walk on it Lefitumo. Shayna Miskavin the Merech Lashus Gumos, where your Kavana is not specifically to smooth it out. The Avagav de Mimela Mimarechu, even though it will be smoothed out, Kilamachavin. When you don't have kavana to do so, it's going to be mutter, because otherwise it's gross to have the saliva on the ground. Al gabe karka says the mishabruv al gabe ritz batali plukta the mishulam zayin sif beis gabe kibra bayis b'mrutzafayin sham, that there is a machlokas by sweeping house. You're not allowed to sweep a dirt floor, so it's going to be totally the same issue is going to be. So what about a tile floor? So that's totally in a machlokas that we have in the Shulchan Aruch in and the Ramah over there says you're not even allowed to sweep a tile floor when most of the homes in the neighborhood have dirt floors, because we're gozer tile atu dirt. So the same would be true over here, that even on a tile floor you shouldn't rub the saliva into the ground. But on a bench, everyone's going to say it's mutter, because it's not shaykh to talk about ashwiya gumos. Now, I just mentioned that on a tile floor, the Ramah Asr sweeping, you may notice that in your homes, you or your wife likely sweeps the floor. That's because the Isr the Ramah is talking about of sweeping a tile floor is only when the majority of the homes in that neighborhood do not have tiled floors. But if the majority of the homes in the neighborhood have tiled or paneled floors, so then it's mutter to sweep, and l'chara would be mutter to rub saliva into the ground as well. Although we would probably just take a tissue or a paper towel to clean it up rather than rubbing it into the ground. Wow, a huge yesod that the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, which could be a gigantic kula. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's not miruach, it's not a violation of when you rub saliva into the ground, because mimareach is when you want the substance to remain on the surface of that which you are rubbing it on. But if you want it to be completely absorbed into the surface, then it would not be a violation of mimareach. This would lead one to believe that rubbing a cream onto their skin would not be mimareach, that it would be mutter, because you want the cream to go into the skin, you don't want it to remain on the surface of the skin. So why are we so machmir about this? So one reason we're machmir about it is because we're not so sure that you don't want it to go to remain on the surface of the skin. Normally, if it all gets totally absorbed, you feel like you still need a little bit more. You want to make sure there's a little bit still on the surface, so that you know you have enough, and that it's actually treating the area as it's supposed to. So that's one reason why we're machmir about it. Another reason why we might be machmir about it is that the Mishnah Berurah might mean over here that it gets that your whole purpose is to get rid of it, not to use it. Meaning the saliva into the ground, you're trying to get rid of the saliva. When you put cream on your hand, you're not trying to get rid of the cream, you're trying to use the cream. So that might be worse. So that's why, you have these shilas about using when changing a diaper, using a diaper cream and things like that, and other types of ointments that come in a thick cream type of thing that you would rub on affected skin. But it's good to know this Mishnah Berurah if you need it sad lahakel sometimes. Sivkat anun, v'alfagav demimela, even though you know that it's going to be rubbed into the ground when you walk into Kolomer, delfamim mereich v'ikolimecha shamishkach v'yichavin v'yashvegumos, that sometimes you might forget and you might come to be mashvegumos, you might come to even out the holes in the ground, gomosh kosev simshin beisivav, v'ikol makamach ha-shari mishim yisusa, but over here it's mutter, because it's otherwise gross. Nun aleph, shari mishim yisusa, even though at the time that you're stepping on the saliva, it's going to rub it a little bit. They were matir that for the same, because it is gross. Because you're not really, really, definitively rubbing it into the ground. But that's only if you happen to be walking. And your kavanah is to step on the saliva, but not necessarily to rub the saliva. But you're not allowed to change your path and walk specifically on the roke, because that's not called the fitumo. The fitumo means you happen to be there anyway. You could put your foot on the roke, but you have to be careful not to rub it. That you're for sure allowed to do. Magnavram says this whole halacha doesn't apply. No one cares about saliva on the ground anymore, and therefore you're never allowed to rub your foot over the saliva into the ground. You're only allowed to walk on it, step on it, and pick your foot up. If it's phlegm, vada ikam yisusa, then it's for sure gross. Vishari darsal vitumo, then our halacha in the Shulchan Aruch applies. In a shul, even saliva would be something that you're allowed to apply our halach in Shulchan Aruch, because there's a special level of kavod that one has to have in a Beis HaKnesses. Ukatel b'sim tzadi sivyud gimel v'nira. Da'afil b'beisuk shumrutzav ein lahachmir barok yosumi b'lecha. And he says, even in one's home that has flooring in it, where it is going to be kind of gross even just to have saliva on the floor, we should not be more machmir barok than we would be by phlegm or something like that. So to review what we learned today in Sif Yud, we said that there are three categories of creatures. There are creatures that are dangerous. Those creatures, even if they're not chasing you, you're allowed to kill them. There are creatures that are not dangerous but are very harmful. Those creatures, if they are chasing you, you may kill them, but if they are not chasing you, you may not kill them. And then there are creatures that are just annoying, you're not allowed to kill at all. We said if you have category two of creature that's on the ground, you can walk over it just as you, even if your intention is to kill it, but it should look natural. It should look like you're just walking in that area anyway. But one should never kill spiders, the Mishnah Berurah said. And then in Sefer Aleph we said that a person should not rub saliva on the karka because it's mashve gumos, but you're allowed to walk over it without having direct kavana to be mimareach the karka. We saw the huge chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah that when it comes to the malach of mimareach, that it's only a violation of mimareach if your intention is to leave some of the item over the surface of the area. But if you're trying to have it fully absorbed into the surface, then it would not be a violation of mimareach. And then we saw that the Magen Avraham tried to distinguish between saliva on the one hand versus phlegm on the other hand, where saliva maybe is not as disgusting nowadays, and therefore maybe we would not allow rubbing it into the ground even b'derech hilucho. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Motzai Yom Tov, we'll try to have a shir to do Si'if Yud Beis, or at least to start Si'if Yud Beis, and look forward to seeing everybody then. Everyone should have a great Yom Tov, and thank you so much for joining me.